Dope Days, Chill Nights, Good Company, and Mellow Vibes. You're listening to Out the Booth Podcast, a weekly Kenyan music podcast dedicated to exploring, covering, and playing the finest music from Kenya and around Africa. Hey, what's good, guys? Welcome to another episode. Of course, this is a continuation of the previous episode where we were covering Khaligraph Jones and just essentially appreciating his contribution to the music in Kenya, the industry as a whole, and everything that he's done. Of course, in the first episode, our main focus was understanding who he is as a person, as an artist, his origin, and how he's grown to become the legend that we know him for or as today. However, in this episode, we go deeper. We now look at Khaligraph kind of like an end product. We want to see what more can Khaligraph do? Where else should Khaligraph be looking to grow himself, maybe, you know? And also there's something interesting. So in our conversation with Ondo Street Lawyer, he mentioned that Khaligraph is actually comfortable. Can you believe that? Khaligraph being comfortable with all the music he puts out and everything that he's doing. How could he be comfortable? These are the kind of questions we're looking to answer. So either way, here's the episode, guys, and I am really sorry for the delay that came. I lost my machine about the same time I was supposed to release the next episode, so I had to look for a replacement. But we're back, guys. So yeah, here's the episode, and I hope you enjoy once you get to listen. And remember, listen, like, share, subscribe. And if you look at the episode description, there's a question I've posed. So if you'd like to respond, the emails are at otbpodke@gmail.com. That's where you can find me. Social media is, as always, otbpodke. And you can find Ondo Street Lawyer at back2basics254. That's back, the number 2, basics254, or at Ondo Street Lawyer. Here's the episode. And of course, because this is about Khaligraph, we'll have to start with the song. I know we haven't done this in a while, but here's a song at least to give you a little bit information on why exactly Khaligraph is very, very crucial and important and a huge figure within the Kenyan music industry.
June 1990, I was finally birthed. Was time for me to find out what this planet is worth. Jamal home, where I got my sanity first. Guess you could say this is when I was handed the curse. Now I've been rapping since a kid and it's so talent based. Wasn't for fame, I never knew that talent paid. Music was how I'd go through my silent phase. And at the same time, been a child my parents raised. Now if you're from where I'm from, you know what it is. When you're forced to be a man when you're only a kid. We got bills to pay to people owning your crib. Or else you're gonna get evicted and get thrown in the streets. I had to double up and find a way to switch it instead. See, you gotta find your purpose or your vision is dead. Nowhere to sleep, little cousin still pissing in bed. Papa sick as hell, he popping ridiculous meds. Now, what would you do if you was faced with the same? First step to fight this is to embracing the pain. Get a chronicle. A young brother making a name. So as you fight to see the light, be prepared for the rain. And when the rain stops, beware of the slippery floor. I had to hustle hard just so I could get through these doors. Cloud chasers wanna even the scores. Paparazzi wanna know what you purchasing when you leaving the stores. Now, let me explain the process. Before the fame came back, when you couldn't gain the profits, it was longer than you probably think. Ladies and gentlemen, this how the journey's been. So now I fall in love with music, and this is how the interest grew. Big bro was a rapper since in school. I always wanted to be like him, cause he bring this dude. And this exactly where I'm about to begin this look. In 205, me and Hope Kid, we started a click. KOB did the intro, cause he thought we could spit. We did a couple songs together till 2006. And then we parted ways, that's when I decided to switch. Around the same time, I developed a love for the sound. It's the joint. Yes, Waffles holding it down. My perspective for hip-hop is different now. Cause Mafrika is suddenly the talk of the town. So now it's underground hip-hop I'm listening to. Mookie Garang and Anoma were keeping it true. Chris and Ty, Cop 10 and the rest of the crew used to go hard, they would never stick to the rules. Fast forward in 208, I get on the stage. First battle, I start putting rappers in graves. See the whole crowd at Wappy was really amazed. Now I'm getting mad praise from this nigga called Blaze. Until I met this nigga called Gotti and I lost. It's not in every fight, you'd always come out as a boss. But if you learn from your mistakes and not give up on your cause, you're want to bounce back and let them know you a force. 209 MC Africa, I'm at it again. Talk smack punchlines with a shatter your chin. Point blank verse calligraphed, the rattle the king. I had to let it go, cause honestly, it had to be him. By 2010, I was getting love from most people. 2011, boy buzzing like a mosquito. Slanging mixtapes by the streets, that's off Lidos. That's when I met Ace, Ecstatic, and Oxido. Now radio stations, you call me for a freestyle show. By 2013, no rapper could match my freestyle flows. At homeboys, man, I was a freestyle pro. At Capitol, they used to call me G.I. Jones. Now I'm hanging out with Christoph, we're killing the scene. We be happening, biggest banger in 2013. Same year, STL got down with a team. Biashara drops and everyone is messing with me. In 2014, me and Octo, we started a beef. But this time, see, my name is getting hype in the streets. 2015, Yago drops and that was the heat that made a brother elevate and finally started to eat. In 2016, my Zishi went straight to the books. I'm doing shows all over Kenya, every weekend I'm booked. I'm a household name now with corporate deals. Belair and Cope was giving me corporate meals. In 2017, I was called on NTV. Did an interview where they say that the MC bleached. My haters celebrated saying it's finally over. Only to realize that I can't be beaten. Fast forward 2018, the album dropped. Best reviews, best album, the album hot. Testimony 99, he changed the game. Cause before it came out, all these other niggas' album flopped. Now I finally get a visa, I head to the States. A FEMA nominated rapper, I was setting the pace. Came back for Sound City, that's in early 2020. Black tried to hate, so I had to step in his face. 2020 will be the year for me to get honored. But coronavirus came and we met karma. Couldn't perform anymore, so less drama. But everybody was listening to Yes Bana. 2021 started on a very high note. Biggest hip hop collaboration that terrified folks. Kali and Sako Demon, who's ready to fight those two kings on one track? That is certified dope. And now we're here, still kicking the same damn vibe. Dude for love, Tupac, the gang getting high. Invisible currency, the man been fly. I can rap good and flex at the same damn time. Over 15 years, I'll be making plenty moves. Longevity that you don't get from many dudes. In this world of pain, many, many lose. Whatever thought that I make you to 2022, God bless you. If you've been a believer from day one, and if you join along the way, then you too is A1. My fam, Blue Ink, no need to say none. We blood for life, we die by the same gun. Yes.
We've been looking at Calligraph. Tumona Venye, you know, his upbringing has influenced him and everything. But one thing we should know about Calligraph is that, yes, Anatakwa is the biggest rapper. Yes, he is the biggest rapper. And rap is his main thing. But he's never afraid of commenting on what is happening in society. How has he brought it out in the best way? You know, from your side of being close to him or knowing him, rather.
I think he's a very opinionated, as in like any other artist, the best way a visual artist will express himself or herself in whichever social comment yako nayo ikuwe unaonaka tuseme kina Banksley vile time and the country was choking. Nakumbuka waki spray zile stories of vultures and nini. The graffiti spray uzi walikuwa like, the best way us guys know how to do this thing is through protest art. So Kali being a rapper and being one of the biggest, I don't box as a rapper anymore. Being one of the biggest artists in Kenya today, yeah, the best way he knows how to address is a social commentary through the music. Through the music. Because nika Bob Marley. Bob Marley angeunda rallies kama nani. Aliko naitoje? Huey Newton. Loki angekuwa na that. Ange reach watu wengi sana. But he had to put it in the music. Ngoma kama Crisis. Ngoma kama Africa Unite. Ziliko zina speak a lot. Unajua tu, hey, this is the, Bob Marley is saying something. Ama Zimbabwe, Bob Marley is saying something. So same thing na Kali. Na perfect example ni ngoma kama ile nene.
Usikubali ya kemewe.
How?
Na usikubali ya kemewe. Ile freestyle ilitoa ya...
Hata kuna ile ngoma. Kuna ngoma fulani na feel, there's a project Sauti Sol did. Iyo period ya elections. Na feel, timing yao haikuwa poa because walianza kuidrop late. But ukisikia hiyo kuna ngoma wako na kali wakiaddress issues za politics.
Ile tano tena.
Very dope. Ukisikia
tano tena.
Ni tano tena hii. Ni tano tena kweli. No, hii si. Time ya time to 2022. There was a project they did. Yeah, there's a project they did. Na ukiangalia hiyo project iko na nini? Cuz there's even kuna tangoma fulani ya Mandy. Mandy ali kwa hiyo project I think Mandy had the best verse kwa hiyo nini? Kwa the project itself. Mm. But I'm saying that to say this as in the best way utapata Kali knows how to address those issues is through the music. Through
yeah, but like music. Some examples. Mine is some of the best example ni when it comes especially to political, because Kali ni rare kwa political. Of course, kuna zile time ata mention msee on social media out of pure, you know, support for the industry, amefanya hivyo. But then from his own initiative, inye ni mliona mostly ni usikubali ya kemewe, which directly an address the political parties. Like anongelea, I think neze.
Kuna hiyo, kuna nini, kuna ngoma inaitwa Dedication. Dedication kwanza ilishutiwa, nakumbuka tukienda place, kuna baridi huku kise, hiyo ni 2013, immediately after ile story za ya Westgate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tukipanda mlima huku, I was there for the recording and for the shoot. Dedication, ana address about hizo issues, how... kuna nini ingine, jamga ningine Kali talks about, zingine mostly utapata, ame sneak in a verse or two.
But like a whole song dedicated, kiasi. Like there's zilo uneza pick out, lakini it's the standout, that's the best thing.
Afu najua pia unafaa uiangalia in terms of, as a rapper, in hip hop kuna so many segments of being a hip hop head. Unaweza kuwa a social political rapper ama unaweza kuwa tu a very social conscious rapper. Unaona mtu kama to me example nani, mtu kama Common, it's so normal for Common to rap about the government because tuko like this is what he has been doing kuanzia D1 as opposed to Snoop tumezoea Snoop ni msoma vibe G-funk nini. So for Kali siezi sema he's not a political rapper because I expect Octopizzo aki address more political issues than Kali because Octopizzo's life, day-to-day life, iko intertwined na the social political affairs of the day. Ukiangalia projects anafanya Kibra, ukiangalia ma projects anafanya na waso wa UN na American Embassy. As in easy, all his initiatives low-key ziko na the social political attachment to it as opposed to Kali.
Yeah, that's true.
So because of that neza cut Kali some slack, but once in a while he always addresses hizo ma issues. Hata story ya Femicide kwa ni ngoma gani ana address about Femicide?
Ni
kuna ngoma I think ni hiyo bang bang ndo akona buzz about Femicide. Akiambia maboy hii mambo ya Femicide, maboy waache kuogopa strong women, as in ukiambiwa no is an answer. So I was like, you have to listen and even to realize, oh shit, umse anaongea about Femicide. Alafu utasikia ingine ubaki, umse ana address about mental health. Kwa ile ngoma yake na ndovu niku, akiongea about mademo wa KU, blah, blah, blah. It sounded like a joke, but in short umse anaambia ni aje, the sexual indiscipline that is happening in our generation sana sana kwa hawa so wako uni ni very prone, so you have to be very careful.
Na bado at the same time ana recognize recognize these are humans, so sex, when it comes to experimenting, yes, especially when it comes to sex, understand hao ni wasi wadogo, but at the same time wako uni, angalia bado wako uni, hawako kunje wanafanya nothing, wako uni.
Yes. So anakuambia, as in mademo wa KU wamesoma na wako fresh na ni mapeng, but unafaa pia ukuwe careful. But si ati anaibox to KU, kuza kutu zile za my youth, just do something. Sex is a good thing, but be very careful how you're moving outside here. So unaona hizo ni hizo instances ndio unapatanga yeye uko like yeah this is well thought through. Si ati tu unapata ni msetu ana rap tuseme tu it's about drugs kuanzia baya kwanza mpaka baya mwisho and some profanity and bullshit zi.
Yeah.
And again it goes back to upbringing because he's very close to the mom. He's from a family of there are so many sisters. Akona my sisters wengi. He's a married guy, so most definitely how he approaches his writing and nini itakuwa different as opposed to someone who's out here wilding. Unaona? Zile vitu ene yeye ataandika about as opposed to seme mtu kaka katapila. I'm not saying katapila is all over the place, but unaona where they are in life ni different. This is a married guy who mwingine bado so zile vitu ata address ni totally different.
Yeah, that's true. Na pia bado kuna the issue with artists. Unajua Kenya we issue yetu na artists kuwa unrecognized or just most of them kuanga brushed under the carpet like these are just artists, man. Just make the music. Wacha kuteta. Acha kuongelea mambo ya artist rights and all that. I think Kali has been very instrumental in standing up for that. Like, especially for the artists when you're on the kanangi. Like, wasa wakianza ku make fun of Simple Boy, Super S. This guy was making collaborations. Nani leoni ile collaboration ya Super S ikikam? No one. But guys were making fun of Super S. Kali was like...
Na hiyo ni kwa chess move juu. Do unona whatever us guys were doing, huh? Well, them ye could fall into depression ilikuwa easy because unaweza imagine unaamka asubuhi and then you have like a quarter of the country trolling you. Inaweza kani kitu simple watu wanakutroll online, but it gets to you, you're human. So Kali yako like zi mna troll them kwa nini? Wewe panda nini ukuje tupige ngoma hapo. So watu wata hate on your ngoma, but the gesture was noble. Ilipatia huyu dem ilimuingisha kwa spaces hajawahi ingia, ilimpatia deal na I think Audibet or something. So
tukolea. Hata si hivyo, just the plain fact of co-signing, the plain fact of Kali kumrecognize, inampatia ili hope ya, oh so ina make fun, unajua nimekaa room moja na nani? Because of, mnacheka kitu imenipeleka places you have never been. That doesn't make sense to me. It makes sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Na yoni, it comes from his selflessness since day one, before, but away from him making it, back then when he was ashy, when us guys were heavy in the streets and nini, Kali was always a selfless nigga. As in, he's a very cool guy, he's an amazing nigga away from his to sort. As in, him say, Ananga mambo mob, yako tu hapo, kama mneza jengana, mta jengana, ata come through, ata mta jengana, and then ni don't know, it goes back to the upbringing. How you've been raised and the people you're hanging out with, what I influence.
Who you become and
so many things.
Who you represent me. As an artist. Like, kwake me.
As a man thinketh.
Mm.
As a man thinketh, so he becomes.
As within, so without, as they say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alafu bado. Now, this now brings us to a part in most of you guys have not heard in this episode, but we've had like an hour's discussion over the music industry. But now we got to somewhere where I just had to say stop. We're going to start from here. So, umesema calligraph was comfortable. So, no, for some reason, in some way where he is, he looks comfortable. But at the same time, I want you, okay, while you continue with that answer, I want you to answer how his music has resonated with different audiences. Because for me, calligraph is everywhere. If you ask me, calligraph, hakuna msi askizi calligraph, hakuna msi ajui at least two or three calligraph songs. Calligraph can tour Kenya easily, and have crowds. Ataka zitakuwa kubwa, but zitakuwa crowds.
Yeah.
But sasa, umesema ako comfortable. Misi elewi, kwa nuna sema ako comfortable.
I'll answer the second one before I get to the first one. The simple reason why Kali has anezenda anywhere, Kali anezenda nini toje uko Turukana na shut down show, ni simple because of something called versatility.
Okay.
One of the most versatile Kenyan rappers of all times ni Kali. Na he you ina come from him learning that trade from Bambu. Nakumbuka Bambu.
Okay, story inakuwa interesting. Bambu na calligraph ilikuwa ngoja, K-South venye walianza zile experimentation zao za kila msee kufanya stuff yao. Is that hapo ninatoka?
But no, I'm
Bambu na Abbas.
If you are a digger of Kenyan, music, K-South, unaona hizi style zote na zilizaliwa after the conscious rap was the conscious rap bug ilikuwa ime dominate Kenyan hip hop. Yo, lazima iku political rap, lazima iku sijui boom bap nini. K-South gave us an alternative to that. Ukienda TZ, yo kind of rap inaitwa rap cartoon, inaitwa comical rap, whatever Outcast wanna
but,
do.
But K-South,
Redman na Method Man.
All the K-South. Kwani that was pure cartoonish rap. If anything, Tanzania hawajakosea. Tanzania hawajakosea na hiyo jina. Because adi album, adi artwork hizo albums, ukiziangalia,
yeah.
It gives you an idea of what to expect, but still you don't know or you'll never be able to wrap your mind how they came up with this.
But unaona ukisikiza Nairobiism na Nairobari, hizo ni very versatile albums. Ukienda kuisikia hivi, ukisikia ngoma kama Nairobari, it's extremely political. Alafu ukuje usikia ngoma kama Nyama, uko like, hey, tunapenda zote. Nyama ya ngombe uko like,
exactly.
Hii ni bop flani. And then ukimalizana na hiyo unasikia ile ngoma inaitwa The Love featuring Kaz, uko like, hii ni like some smooth vibes. Alafu unaenda mahali unasikia nini, kama ni mambo ya msengenyo, mimi sitaki. Uko like, damn. So versatility. K-South were one of the most versatile Kenyan acts to shy have in Kenya ni K-South. And Calligraph ni student wa K-South. Both Bambu na
Abbas.
Abbas.
Yeah.
So most definitely, once in a while atakuwa political, but versatility yako like, hey, Abbas ameruka kwa nini? Unaona kama ile remix Abbas na kuangaliwa watu ya kina Gabu inaitongaje? Wanashtuka.
Una jump, unaruka.
Ile akiambianga Abbas ni... inaitongaje yo jump. Iko na Petra, iko na Gabu, iko na Prezo.
Side B. Ile side B.
Iko na Wanyere. Side
ile exactly. Side B. Yeah.
Unasikia vile uliona vile Abbas aliyataka hiyo verse. Aya, tukienda kwa ile ngoma usimpe roho yako waza kwanza. Ukisikia Dubiz anakaa movie hard kwa hiyo track, but it's not political, it's just very versatile verse, eh? Hii unaweza sikia tu hivi na usikie poa. Bambu, usilete kompe kwanza kwa dip. As in, ni some cool vibes. So, Calligraph comes from that school. So, he knows when to do what. Ndo utapata atawa drop ya Bang Bang. Sa zile bado mnaongea juu ya Bang Bang. Anaenda Nigeria. Anawambia ni aje. Ebu munipatie beat flani hapo ya gangster rap. Nataka kudrop bars. Akidrop hiyo bazu utapata amechukua Nikita Kering wa studio wa imbi R&B flani noma. So, he caters to the whole 360 fan base. So, kama we ni mse wa rap, he has something for you. Kama we ni mse wa some kawaida nini, he has something for you. That's why, anaweza perform anywhere. Not even in Kenya peke, anywhere in Africa. Because he has this
moment.
Just because of something called versatility.
Sao. Whatever you may say, your versatility la ubelezia vizuri. So if you ubelezia versatility yake vizuri, like clearly it shows this guy is moving, this guy is thinking, this guy is doing different things. Comfort inatokea wapi, oh my God.
Yes.
Comfort inakamia wapi.
Now, comfort inakamia. Comfort ya Kali, yeah? Kali is comfortable when I'm talking about Kenyan hip-hop because the only successful Kenyan rapper mwenye anaweza go bar for bar na Kali today ni Nyashinski. But sadly, Nyashinski today doesn't give a shit if you guys will listen to the raps or not. Yeye ataimba, afanye kitu yake, aende tour Madaraka Festival for ka 6 months, akuje tufanye Shin City, a drop ngoma moja, Love Ballad, apote for another 6 months. So, Kali's immediate competitor doesn't even box himself as a rapper anymore. Ah, the other competitors, in terms of competitive rap, Okto cannot do competitive rap with Kali. Rabbit haezi. Femi One haezi. So,
mbona unasema hawawezi? Like, nini inawasimamisha?
Competitive rap. Bar for bar.
Like, it's possible. Like,
bar for bar. I mean, uchukue, goja. Bar for bar. I respect Dr. Pizzo so much as a rapper, as an artist. I respect King Kaka so much as a rapper and as an artist. Hata Femi One. But bar for bar, mchukue Kali, mumweke kwa stage, uchukue Okto, mweke kwa stage, uchukue Rabbit, mweke kwa stage, uchukue Femi, mweke kwa stage, wapatie mic na wambie DJ Zach, cheza yo beat. Nye muna cheza na Kali nye.
So unasema for some...
Ni kama when... Kwanza, ni kama unakumbuka when Jay-Z, Eminem, DMX, walikuwa... Wote watatu walikuwa at their prime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very dope creative.
Yeah.
But, ukiwaeka wote watatu kwa stage, hata tusitumie Eminem, Jay-Z, let's go back to ile tour ya nini, the Rockefeller tour.
Mm-hmm.
Rockefeller tour had Method Man, had Redman, had The Lox, ilikuwa na Jay-Z, and then ilikuwa na DMX. Awa wase wote, Jay-Z alikuwa at his prime. Red na Meth at their prime. The Lox at their prime. DMX at their prime. But awa se wote wanasema, the moment DMX alikuwa napanda stage, shut down.
Yeah, you knew quickly.
In terms of competitive,
see, and then
shut down. The only thing he had to do.
Everything was done.
No, wakisema hivyo ni unaona hiyo competitiveness. Wale wanasema sisi ni wanaoma tuko na bangers na bado tukienda huko nje tuta shut down, but wanasema umse alikuwa level flani crazy.
Nimeshika sasa.
So that's you know mali na kwa.
Nimeshika sasa. Now it makes sense.
Okto wako na hizo anaweza compete. Unaona tukienda track by track. Octopizzo has jams in it unawezeka close to Kali in terms of the competition and the nini. But I did say, Mesasa, there's no verses ama nini ni rap to we Buddha. Ebu rap. Hiyo ndo kitu ene Kali upenda. Kali ni kurap rap. But, yeni kama Talib Kweli. Yeni kama Eminem. As in, they're exceptionally good rap.
But hata tukienda track for track. So, you know, hata tukienda track for track. By the time tunamaliza katalogi ya Kali, tulikuwa tushamaliza za wasi wengine kitambo sana. So that already said.
Bro, katalogi ya nani? Katalogi?
Yeah, Okto.
Boss, katalogi ya Okto ni dangerous.
Ah, unataka kusema Kali akona less, akona...
LDPC. Bro, LDPC.
Katai, but the number. The Wee. Number. Mina, inu angilia the number. The number. Si angilia, okay, LDPC was...
Kali has mbaya.
LDPC was mbaya. Yusi katai. Yusi katai. Sia kata? But so, nasema like the number of tracks. Unaona Kali hezi shinda wase wote.
Kali has so many tracks. Quantity, akona ngoma mingi sana. Na ziko, hizo mabanga ziko. But nakwambia unajua verses, tuseme tukae chini. Na tutapanga verses one of these days. Tukae chini tuweke give or take 20 tracks from Kali, 20 from Okto, and have to play back to back. Bro, hizo ni hao ni watu watapeleka na hivi because the moment you think Okto doesn't have those things, he has them. Because anakutolea kama something for you. And niweke ngoma ya Kali and ita match something for you. Kali is my boy.
The closest one haina yu audio fiti. The closest one haina audio fiti. Ilikuwa liende na nimekuwa nisikize yake na Nikita Kering, which was it's an interesting track, but the audio,
hiyo huwezi weka karibu na karibia. something for you not, is dangerous.
So that thing was why? That thing is okay yeah, society same mixes okay yeah okay, nimekubali.
No, sasa but unaona same thing, same way naweza sema ukichukua ngoma kama nini jam gani ya kali ili shut down tumeta mazishi. Unaona ukiweka ngoma ya Octo tume Nomani niko maganji, mimi ukini player Nomani niko maganji
mazishi
na kuchezea mazishi, unaona,
but still
watu kileta something for you niko
buda Nomani niko na
kusema something for you niko
wewe Nomani niko na vibe different.
I have a couple but unaona Nomani ne Nomani niko maganji na zitu tunaleka hapo tu utajua ni mazishi. Yeah, azinzikienda, but don't nakwambia equally nani Octo has those jams, but in terms of competitive rap this guy is extremely comfortable in terms of competitive rap. His closest competitor in terms of competitive rap ni Ska, but Ska ko so many classes behind Kali and there's nothing he can do and ineza fanya Kali ya ku scared. Everything in Ska konazo saizi Kali ali achieve kitambo ako like unaona, cuz the closest competitive rappers ni Ska and maybe Caterpillar, nao bado ndo wanajibil wako mali Kali alikuwa 5 years ago. So hiyo reason yake kuwa comfortable inafanya ako zile za man I'm just chucking music for fun because napenda muziki. Kwa angekuwa na mentality kama ya Nyashinski, angekuwa na tu drop ya ngoma moja in like 2 years. Which for me, if I was in Calligraph's team, amungekuwa mnaona mangoma weekly. Mungekuwa mnaona inaia na wapiga na maybe ngoma mbili. Kwa nini? Because, trust me, when was the last time umesikia Nameless ame drop ngoma?
Last year. I think Nadi siezi kuambia ni when.
Hata at his prime.
Siezi kuambia.
At his prime alikonga na drop jam moja na kaneo ngoma for Cassidy.
But hii ilikuwa industry.
Unajua kwa nini?
Hii ilikuwa industry. Hii ilikuwa industry setup. The industry ilikuwa set up in that way. UCA kutaka. Ni industry ndio ilikuwa set up in such a way that hata ukidrop ngoma ngapi bado
Calligraph, Rabbit, Octopizzo, Nyashinski, Femi One, they don't need to drop more than one jam in 3 months. Wamesha prove wako na enough catalog this year and hata hawafai ku drop hata ngoma ingine this year. The only thing wanafatua do ni kupanga shows na tour dates na my interviews na makamio peke. Cuz una drop Invisible Currency the album. Why are you recording again 10 more jams and ziko off that album? Niko like bro, ngoma kama ile jam yake na Prince Inda. Mbona ina video? Mimi ningekuwa bado na unaona strategy ya Wangeshi after every 2 months ana drop a video from her album. The album is a 10 track album, so ina maanisha Udem she only needs to drop 5 videos this year at most, na bado next year anaweza drop ya another 5
videos na 2 songs.
She doesn't even need to go
5 videos and 2 songs.
She doesn't need to go to studio because she already has 10 tracks from an album.
So unasema ni kama oversaturate. So unasema ni kama oversaturate industry in such a way that we don't have the time to actually pay attention to Kenya inaendelea.
Yes, personally I have a problem of oversaturation of these things. Me every time nonangaa sana drop na uliza manze mna drop kwa nini? Stavini the game. Nyashinski amelaniyo trade. Stuff these niggas. As in a nutshell, Carl is too comfortable. He needs to, number one, I don't think he needs to now focus more on outside the borders as opposed to within the borders. It's a conversation hata nilihave na yeye. Kuna date ameni call to kichop it up akiniambia, "Hey manzi, undo landscape ya Kenyan hip hop size inakaaje? Who do you think is the next give me aliniuliza swali interesting. Aliniambia nimpatie 5 names ya creatives wenye wanaweza run the game in the next 5 years. Rappers basically." Then nikamwambia, "To me ni rahisi. I can give you 3. Ska of course, anaitwa Joe Boy, Caterpillar because of versatility, and then hizo zingine zilikuwa tulikuwa tu bado tuna debate nini. But alikuwa anasema the reason why anauliza hivyo ni juu ana feel he needs to now spread his wings outside Kenya, ndo aache hao wengine wa take over the game because ana feel he's done everything in the 254, which nili agree na nikamwambia you actually saizi ana need to find his dominance in the west and in south, because once ameingia kwa hiyo market ya South Africa vizuri and then na hiyo market ya West Africa, it's a wrap. Yeye tunaongea tu in terms of ni kukimbisha na lakina Bana Boy huko.
Yeah, enough of the Kenyan history books, anaingia kwa African history books, African music records.
Exactly.
You said ko mostly exactly. Hadi hadi sahi conversation yetu atuwezi broaden as much as beyond his collaborations. Because that's as much as tunaweza sema when it comes to African contribution. But just in terms of kujisement in those places, that's actually something. But sasa nikuulize, okay, in terms of traveling, yeah, to cement in those places, nani amefanya hivyo? Who's done it before? Because, you know, tunaweza kwa tukiapa recommend something that, you know, we... maybe have not seen before, or it...
there's so many people have done it. Sauti Sol, let's use the most obvious example. Sauti Sol wamedu zizi mangoma wamedu na this West Africans ziliwafungulia doors huko nje mbaya sana. Necessary Noise wakidu East African Bashment Crew na Bebe Cool baka waka nominate wa channel awards. Who else? Let me use the example ya TZ, AY vile likamu kwanza kuduma ngoma na kina Jose Chameleon na akina CMB Prezo. Unaona ile ne? You have to spread away from your
idiot. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense. That's true.
Kuzi unakumbuka Sauti Sol walifanya kitu na Mafiki Zolo.
Eh, by the way, yeah. Season Dolianza, I think Season Dolianza ku grow beyond, like ku look beyond just the Kenyan audience. They started looking like, sasa, how do we
exactly
commercialize this in terms of an African audience? Tunaweza push ads in that direction. Oh, so I'm talking, but yeah, nakumbuka your time. Na pia Kamula na Wizkid, way back then, hadi before people knew
Wizkid. No, at the moment. Yeah, that was as in what Wizkid's first African collab ilikuwa na Camp Mula.
Yeah.
Away from Nigeria, his first international collab was away from Nigeria ilikuwa yeye
na Camp Mula. No, naona bado sahi angalia kwenye yako. We speak about him hapo ni kani Kenyan artist. Na ni msiadi wa Nigeria. Cuz he is just pushing himself to be in those kind of spaces and everything. But yeah, that's interesting. Sasa nimeloko unasema uko comfortable. But pia sinaona pia yeye mwenyewe, I think pia ame realize maybe it's time nianze ku look into different paths za ku push his music thing na ku grow as an artist. Yeah, that's true.
And he has actually done it. Cuz ukisikia nini? Ukisikia kwa testimony 1990, he did it. He has like I think all the big collabs kwa hiyo album ni with foreigners. Ile collab yake na Mr. Easy, collab yake na nani anaitwaje, Grams Morgan ule mse wa Nigeria wa Jamaica anaitwaje, kuna ngoma kali hapo na ule mtone wa ndakumbuka hiyo jina, and then he has YC. Unaona? And then he has nani, he has anaitwa Deudem wa the original div, the original buddy wa East Africa, Racy. Oh, unanida tisha. So unaona Testimony 1990 has those four solid collabs. Tukikamu kwa Invisible Currency, equally ngoma yake na Dax Mad, kuna ile jam yake na Kev the Topic. Well, I think Kev the Topic is Malawian or something. Apo Central Africa, West Africa. Mad. And then ukiangalia away from those ones, he has done like two, three jams with Sakodi. Amedu ngoma na Ladipo. Amedu jam na who's this other guy? There's a South African dope rapper saizi amedu naeka jam. So niko zile za he has started. Kuna ngoma yake na umse wa clear katanitoje The Myth. Ameua The Myth kwa track. Kuna ngoma, kuna collab wako na Conboy the Tanzanian. Ako na Young Lunya saizi wamekuwa kishoot video nini Nigeria. So those are the things that I mean, man, go like more of that. Now, South Africa. In terms of dominance, yeah, African hip-hop. Yes, I respect West Africa. But in terms of dominance of African hip-hop, Kali has to ingia the South African market, dominate the South African market, and is around.
Okay. But unaona kaa neza South Africa like wajua umeongelea issue ilika neza wala kaa neza hack South Africa industry na rap
ese kali yako na shida ikiingia ni competitive rap ese na mtu kama Pridiagli nani Aries. His closest competition is Aries. Forget the mambo ya Nasty C. As much as Nasty C is a bad one.
Nasty understands the commercial Aries, part of you Aries know growing as an artist. Nasty and is ampatia competition yes. In that.
Aries unajua ni Aries anafikiria kama calligraph. Aries anafikiria kama kali. Ati wewe ni rapa mnoma to rap. Bafo 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 bafo. Ama ninjas na feel one is a rap. A million bars. But unaona neza kuwa I'll be one of the happiest African hip-hop consumers the moment Kali comfortably ingears South Africa. Because ni Kali featuring Aries neza kuwa mad. Waamwe kunda commercial jam, waamwe kunda hardcore jam, crazy. Kali featuring Kulichana, crazy. The long-awaited Kali Nasty C, mad. Kali na Pridiagli, crazy. Ata before aka ya nini exit, Kali aka ingekuwa one of the biggest tracks in
kama ebu imagine saka All Eyes on Me. Unakumbuka the era of remix,
yes,
G-mix nini
sasa. unanipata kwa mimi niko obsessed na
Lolaona.
All Eyes on Me ilichukua Burna Boy ikamu elevate to another level because of the South Africans. Kitu ene kina aka ulifanya hapo. So imagine All Eyes on Me kalafiko na
buda vile za bora bishabona hapo. Bishabona hapo like if anything aleza. You aleza mbaya. Na if anything
kwanza ngoma kama hiyo ni comfort yake. Ati anafaa pige tu verse tu flani
hata freestyle. Hata freestyle. But
unaona ngoma kama AKA na Wizkid. AKA Wizkid na MT. Hiyo jamu ilikuwa inaitwaje?
AKA Wizkid.
Ilikuwa ngoma ya MT.
Acha tuangalie tu sasa hivi.
Ilikuwa inaitwaje? Ile my niggas
Yagi yani baba say
hiyo jam
roll up Ruler
unapata hiyo strategy ninakwambia, niko like this nigga needs to move from ako too comfortable in Kenya, not even in Kenya, in East Africa. He's extremely comfortable in East Africa. The other collab, because East Africa akona ngoma noma na nani na Alik na King Kiba. Noma. Kwa album ya King Kiba, and then King Kiba pia kampatia Vasco.
But still on SA, bado pia neza, still on SA, Casper, Nasty, Calligraph, Juiceback. Unakumbuka Juiceback?
Calligraph, Casper, in...
Unakumbuka Juiceback?
Yeah.
Sasa Juiceback in the Kinisa plus Calligraph. I just got my juice.
Sasa unaona kwa nini nakwambia?
Ni ukweli. These horizons need to be broadened.
Once I met up,
Akisha tap. These horizons.
Yes, Akisha tap into... Because he tap into SA, yeah? he's already tapping into Nigeria. Now for Nigeria, hata niko zile za, he's doing collabs with kina Rude Boy, which is okay. But I think too, for the hip-hop community, Calligraph needs to jump on a track na mtu kama Ice Prince ama MI. You jump in as a kwa. Washa, I think amekuwa collab na...
Yeah, Calligraph na MI sounds familiar.
But they just need to do a... But they need to just do a Kali and MI today. Kali, MI, Ice Prince, and then maybe they fly in Casper. Kama kuna ngoma fulani ya Talib Kweli na nani na Casper New Vest. Noma. Casper has the
yo,
best
yungoma,
Casper. Yungoma so imagine.
Say, yungoma, sinile, that slow song. Iko kwa playlist yangu. Yira wanga my, one of my playlists. Mm-hmm. Anime song, initangu aja.
Yes.
Yo ngoma ni bro, mimi diskwajua Casper kuna hiyo. Diskwajua Casper kuna hiyo ability, but Casper mimi na feel ka Casper aliosha Talib.
Bro,
nili feel ka Casper aliosha Talib.
But see ati unafikiria Casper New Vest has the best verse kwa hiyo ngoma. Na hiyo ni commentary inatoka Sway. Sway ni OG wa hip hop. Sway understands hip hop.
Yo jina yangu.
Sway anakuambia.
Yeah.
Unaona? Very, very good. But unasa collab kama hiyo. So hizo ni strategic collabs. As in Sakodi, Calligraph, and Casper New Vest. Oh, unaona hiyo ni shutdown.
That's...
Afo nandafuta hapo mtu Rude Boy ama one of these dope singers like hapo hook noma. Ah. So, for me... Squeezy Squangi excited having a conversation ya Kali within the borders. Na kuanga like, nah.
Like, let's...
Let me talk about scam. Eh. Mi usema, nataka ni debate na wasi about this is Kali and this is Casper New Vest. This is Kali and this is Pretty Ugly. This is Aries. This is Calligraph. Uyu ni Nasty C, tuko na Calligraph. Unaona hivyo? Because the moment ameingia huko, now anavuruta the other mbogi. Ska ataona, kumbe sifai kukonka Kenya, nafani konke East Africa and then Africa. Katapila anayangalia, Kenya si enough, tuende huko inje. Kawa kafe misa hizi kile amedu. In terms of ladies in rap in Africa. Unaona femia meingia kwa hiyo,
yeah.
Conversation. So sa hizi kolabo zake zinafazi kue. As much as ni home, but Femi One Sampa the Great inafaikuwa one of the things inezuko kwa meza. Kuna ule dem wa ese anaitua Zulu.
Zulu?
There's a lady in ese anaitua Zulu. And go and look for that, mommy.
Uh-huh.
Zulu. Mbaya, 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 mbaya. Eh? But as in this phone, I get where my conversation, why in a sema, he's too comfortable at home. He needs to expand.
Yeah. Nimeshika. So the issue of comfort, I think we'll be lazy in such a way that now it makes sense to everyone. So Calligraph needs to go beyond borders. It shakubaliana. At this point, Calligraph, Saeed, the only step, Ashako, he's already conquered Kenya, so that's given for him. Congratulations, we appreciate him. Tunataka kuona more. That's going beyond borders.
Forever.
But akienda beyond borders, how has he left an influence on other artists? Influence yake inaonekana wapi?
Bro, the most influential Kenyan rapper of all times. Na see in terms of lyrically, okay? In terms of mentorship. So many kids who are in the rap industry today look up to Kali as the big brother. As in, mi nataka kuifanya ka Kali. Juu nimemwona ame rap, ametoka Kayole, ame move to the other side, anaishi Karen, na anajenga Bongela mansion, wherever it is. So, awasewa kuzile za ini practical influence. Si yati tu ya rap peke. Kuzi nuna, before Kali, Octo, Rabbit, that generation, na, the previous one ilikuwa unakuwa motivated juu ya kurap.
Skill. Niko na skill. Nataka
kurap kama Zaka. Nataka kurap ka a bass. But sasa, what Kali did, Kali actually, na, atuwezi, siezi, bo, utani allow ni rop the other two kings in it. Rabbit, Octo, and Kali, wame inspire each generation in terms of away from even the music itself.
A business.
A business. Mm. Wako like, actually, us guys can use the music as our career. See it in your stepping stone to kuget flashy lifestyle. So it's in the biz. Octo nurtured Tergat Gang, which had akina Butros. So is it Butros ni one of the biggest names in Kenya? It's not. Rabbit alinacha Femi One. So is it Femi One is one of the biggest brands in Kenya. Kali alinacha Wakadinali. So is it Wakadinali ni one of the biggest brands in East Africa. So no, it as in terms of influence, it goes without saying. This is one of the most important OGs in the game, in the history of the music business in Kenya. Because lyrically, I may influence a whole fucking generation who want to rap like him. Business-wise, I may influence a whole lot of generation. Generation ilikuja before him, generation yake, na inakuja after him. I may influence her to what you are considered as damn. We can actually make a living out of this thing. So, in terms of influence, as I say, without fear of contradiction, Kali is one of, if not the most important artist of this generation.
Okay. Yeah. You are too easy, Kata. You don't get 10 out of 10. I mean, Ata, without even thinking so much, Kali Katel. Let's just use that. Kali Katel itself ilipatia so many artists the chance to actually prove that Buda minko kwa game to do the game. Nimeinvitiwa hapa na Kali. There's no way nitajiangusha as a rapper, first of all. As a musician, second of all, lazima nikuje with my best foot forward. Kali Katel 1, 2, 3. In each of those, there's standouts wenye wametokea in different areas. Ska, I think, was Ska, ako kwa Kali Katel. Yes. We had Reckless, BT, Silverstone Buzz. Bado kuna the recognition of legends.
The Calligraph Cypher.
Bado kuna the recognition of legends. You know, tulikuwa na Chihuahua was here the other day. You know, tulikuwa tumeongelea nani, Abbas, Tema Mavas. Abbas, anaweza tokea any, like how juangi Abbas atatokea wapi, but you know, when it comes to Calligraph, The tricks are so many. Wezi jua?
Kuna high chances. Naeza kuona spill beans or not, but kuna high chances the big homie Basku Bafa naeza kuwa kwa Kali Katel 4. Siene tuenda tuku drop size ni 5. Kwa Kali Katel 5, Basku Bafa might be there kwa Kali Katel 5.
Because naona hapa, okay, nilikuwa naangalia, hadi think leo nilikuwa naangalia nini yake.
I agree with you.
ndo nilikuwa naangalia nini ya Spotify ya bus, nika realize still in the old generation it's hard to find this information online, but there might be something cooking. There might be something cooking with a bus. Sijui nini, it just sounds, it just feels like an bus season. Unajua,
where I am having information, niko like, nigga, I have information. Now I'm getting from a point of information, niko like, there's something. See, they might be something. There's something. Nasi moja tu, there's something. Kuna vitu zina piku. Na hata msishangae kali ya bus wakilock in a whole project.
Hey,
maybe not. So,
this is...
But unapata hiyo stuff and unasema, one of the most influential creatives of this generation, because Kalikatel is one of the biggest movements in Africa. Forget it about Kenya, peke. One of the biggest movements in Africa. Because, Kali anaweza amua, because kuna time, kuna ule artist wa TZ anaitwa Max Cortez. Now, Max Cortez might be on Kalikatel 5. As in, mina wambia, munafamu ni munitumienge mpesa weekly kuwapatia.
Bongo Fever ilikuwa chess move. Bongo Fever ilikuwa chess move, my guy.
Yeah. Na kuna hai chana.
Bongo Fever was not just put out ati ndo calligrapher julikane Tanzania, Z, he was pushing for something. Ku mention yes, all those names, ku push your agenda.
Unaona what I'm telling you.
Adi kafanya kuwe trend ya Kenya versus Tanzania, all that. There was something there.
Ebu imagine, Kalikatel 5 drops, ikona the who's and who's, nini, my nigga Jakila kwa hapo kwa anda sakati
hey,
Jakila.
Nice.
So a kill kilivo, then now Kalikatel 6, ikuwe... an East African edition
album. An East African album. A Kalikatel album. What is it? You say compilation. A project. Album. A full old project.
For me, album kwanza niko like, ngojea kwanza. Kalikatel, I shut down East Africa. Alafu Kalikatel 7, I shut down. Now, see, tusha konka East Africa. So Kalikatel 7, rope in a West African, rope in a South African. Hiyo inakuwa now the African edition. Kama hizi masaifa za Hennessy. So unajua wameseti, sasa hapo ni Kalikatel. Iko na Erisa metoka SA, iko na Vector metoka Nigeria, iko na Mse wa Ghana, iko na Cave the Topic kutoka sijui Namibia ama wapi huko, iko na... OG mwenyewe ame represent 254.
Na OG elete wasi wake bado.
We,
some OGs from the OG. Yes, like who's... it can't be anything. It can't be anything.
Akisha fanya hivyo za tunamambia maiji. Now do hivi. Tunamambia za December 31st.
Tumeti.
Kalikatel. So hii event atuiti jina ingine. Hii event tunaita tu the Kalikatel. Our artists kuja wana rap, tunasikia poa. Casper na fly in, sijui Vector na fly in, sijui Shivers wanaeka do hapo, tunaenda huko tunasikia rap na tunasema happy new year 2028 iingie. Boom. Unaona hizo ni chess moves away from the border.
Mm-hmm. No.
Chess moves away. No.
Nimeona. So the
that's why nakwambia this nigga is he's big, he's hiyo brand imesha ni kama vile unapika popcorns, umeka popcorns mingi kwa sufuria. Maanze sufuria ni ndogo, lazima uende utafute sufuria kama zile za shule, uongeze popcorns hapo ndani ndio zipop vizuri. So in terms of conquering 254, he's bigger than the 254 size. Size ni conquer Africa sasa.
Look beyond. Hata tuone kuna moves, kuna yes. Moves somewhere. Na sa okay, how would you say, unaweza sema anaweza amekuwa na any influence on a different genre?
Yes, he was among the first people to embrace trap. He was among the big names to embrace shrap. he's been very vocal in supporting the Gengeton Ninjas. Because unakumbuka kitu kama ile ngoma alifanyanga na ule mso wa Kasabu.
Yeah.
Sio tu ni Gengeton.
But he,
yeah. As in?
Kasayole. Mm.
Kolabo yake kolabo yake na Ndovu Niku. Hiyo tu ni Gengeton tu fulani. He's always supported these kids. In terms of Abanton, nimeona akiambia watu hii manze, muni yeke kwa hii wave nipige verse noma noma ikitu tuipeleke next level. So, he has influence even away from hip-hop. Bro, uki notice nikiongea about Kali, I'm not talking as a hip-hop. Mm. Nasema, this is the biggest artist of this generation. Siati the biggest rapper, no? Only one of the most influential Kenyan artists of all times. Tukiongea about the mushrooms, lazima tuongea about Kali. Tukiongea about Necessary Noise, lazima tuongea about Kali. Tukiongea about Kalamashaka, lazima tuongea about Kali. Tukiongea about Red Sun, lazima tuseme.
Because he's been there.
Because the influence is there. Yeah, the influence is there. Akona battle scars, as in everything inezaonekana. As in Ali shift. Ali shift the culture, Ali shift the game. No, unajua ni solo, because ukiangalia Sauti Solo alikuwa genge.
Hey.
Patie ni solo Ali. Indua hiki tu upside down, hata kapatia kina Nyashinski kifua ya kusema ni aje, wacha ni rudi home. Ama watu yon, hati, Shinski anangalia hivyo, nasema, kijana mdogo naendesha Range Rover na mini kuhuku naendesha lori ya nani. Rudi back to 54 tupige mziki. Na unaona saizi vile, hizo brands ina shift the cultures and everything is changing. Kali ame change game, Octo ame change game, Rabbit ame change game, Shinsky ame elevate to the next level, Femi anaendelea kupatia madem confidence ingine ya niaje, tufanye hii kitu, tuende, and we are forever grateful. So, influence yake beyond rap, yes, he has influenced heavy sana. Jama mbaka napiga ngoma na Prince Inda.
Yeah? That was easy. I don't think... So, you know, now that I think of it, with the whole conversation we've been having, I don't think kuna kitu calligraph hajafanya. Except go beyond Kenyan borders.
Now you agree with me.
I think that's the only thing left.
Which he has. Akona wami. Which he's already doing it. As we talk saizi, the kid nigga me fly in jana from Nigeria. Na ukimuona kiwa Nigeria, amekuwa na sakodi wa kishoot video. Ukiangali in terms of Nigeria, he has a very, akona a very big jam na Rude Boy. Akona ngoma noma na Mr. Easy. Akona ngoma noma na YC. Akona ngoma noma na Ladipo. So niko like, does he need to go beyond the borders? He is already doing it. Even tu, it needs, as in, anafai endele kuidu hivo, and then once your equation imeingia, ime click. And then, why he needs to do that, ndo the youngins who are in the game saizi wajue, iki tu, mtu asikuambia ati dance yard peke. Usi dance yard peke. Dance ayad ukijua una dance ayad, then you dance abroad. Because once he has gone, awa tuengine pia wanasema zii. Ati amunisikizi wapi, amunisikizi Kenya, minasikizi wa Nigeria.
See, nani, there's Kenya, this guy, there's this reggae artist. Iyo ndi nakuanga like, his pride inakuanga yo, versatile. Najo versatile. I'm sure kwa familia na versatile. Yeah, versatile nasemanga, by the nyi wa Kenya mnakuanga too funny sana. Nyi mko huko mna complain. Mnasema ati mimi nimewekwa kwa list za majuu na si ati ngoma za Kenya zichezangu majuu. Mimi ngoma zangu zinachezwa majuu. Cause yeye ni reggae artist. Na Jamaica ngoma zake.
Yeah.
Zote ziko hapo. Basawa Kenya, si bado tuko hapa tuna crabs in a bucket. We are still in the crabs in a bucket mindset. Mwenye anaenda juu, we have to pull down.
And that's why our conversation of air was, we don't have a problem with the Kenyan sound. We cannot box ourselves in terms of a Kenyan sound. We have more than enough sounds to export.
Mm.
The only thing we're supposed to do is support the existing sounds. Our artists, kama tunaweza ongea for 2 hours about Kali, hebu imagine if we can have a regular 2 hour conversation about different artists across these genres. Tukayapa tunaongea 2 hours about Priest Inda na Ohangla. Tunaongea 2 hours about the Mugithi influence. Tunaongea 2 hours about the importance of Benga. So we don't have a sound problem. We just need to understand the business and support whatever.
So we need more.
Nekama wewe manze moko. We need more business personnel as opposed to
music business professionals. See, less artists, less A&Rs, less event promoters. Buddha, photographers tumetosheka now. Let's just be honest. Photographers, we have had enough. We just relax.
Eugene. We need, had to need kupunguza any. If we can have an influx of photographers, videographers, artists, managers, A&Rs, nini, flood the fucking market. There's no problem with that. Because inamaanisha, our watu wote wakiwa wengi for the Kenyan market, inamaanisha tunaanza ku-export the talent to other markets. Tunafaa tukuwe na as many expertise as we can in the industry. Kile tuna need ni structures in the industry. We need policy and we need structure.
But we have policies.
I have never
when
seen...
When do we have policies?
We don't have policies.
They're just not...
Do we have a Kenya...
Actually...
Eugene.
No. We had a conversation
Eugene,
of...
That's why
you're here. As, you know, because of the law professionalism. That's why I wanted you here. Because we need to also talk about the creative bills. These bills, zote, kwani zinakuanga za nini? Are these not policies?
This is expert opinion. This is expert opinion. When we're talking about lawyers, we have the Advocates Act. When we're talking about medics, wakona act yao. Ukiongea about mapolisi wako na act. Unanipata? Act gani ina govern the Kenyan musicians? Hakuna. Utapata kuna a part of the things that are supposed to govern the musicians zimewekwa kwa the copyright bill, ingine imewekwa kwa the film bill ama siji the film act. No. Ukienda South Africa, they have a new South African music act ama music bill. Ukienda TZ the same, ukienda America the same. We need a standalone.
Now the creative bill. What was that about? The creative bill.
Let me ask
2018. 2020.
Creative bill.
Yeah.
Did it sail through?
Did it?
Eugene, your creative bill, how far did it proceed? The Kenya, saizi tuko na Kenya film bill ilikuwa assented into an act. A bill is a bill. A bill ni kama motion, inaenda kwa flow for debate. Inaweza pita ama inaweza anguka. Ikipita inakuwa an act. Isipopita, it's just another bill inarudi huko for drafting and nini. So tuko like, can we just have a Kenyan music bill? Iingie bunge, watu waweke terms and conditions. He pass, he kue an act. He govern. The Advocates Act exists. We need to have the Kenyan Music Act. Ndio unajua ni aje? Hizi ndio terms and conditions. Ndio qualify kukuwa manager kwa hii kitu unafaa kuwa na hizi qualifications. You either need a degree in this, you need an expertise in this, you need this. Ndio wewe uran an agency kwa hii industry unani did hii na hii na hii na hii. Or you need license which is renewable every 6 months ama every 12 months. Ukifanya hivyo inaleta professionalism na accountability. So mimi kama wakili najua nikishaingia as an advocate you need kulipa license LSK. Hii license ni inakuwa renewed yearly. While unafanya kazi kuna terms and conditions ya zile vitu unawezi do. Uwezi fanyia client this, uwezi overbill, uwezi underbill, uwezi non-border. So hizo inaleta sanity in the trade. Do we have those bills in Kenya for the creative industry?
No.
Do we have those bills specifically for the Kenyan music industry? No.
It's gonna freelancers.
So sound haitafanya bills, haitafanya policies ikue, zipite bunge. Mwendeza kuwa na sawa, tuko na sound inaitwa, sound ya Kenya inaitwa kikombe ya orange. But wapi policies ene zinagaidi sound inaitwa kikombe ya orange? Hakuna, we need hizo vitu. Kwa hizo vitu zikiendelea kufanya hivyo, zina protect Kali, zina protect Ska, zina protect Femi One, zina protect Sophia Nzau, sijui zina protect Fully Focus. Uliona Fully Focus agilia venye kina BN sijui alimfanya wapi. So, uwezi sema BN alikuwa out of order na uwezi sema hakukuwa out of order because what are the rules of engagement? But if kuna rules of engagement, as a lawyer, kuna vitu siwezi do ya partner wangu because it has been written. You can't do this.
Huh. Okay. So sana ileo. I think now it starts to make more sense. Because me, I have pretty much a basic understanding of law. So me, when you know, like, there's a creative bill going on, me, I'm like, okay, so there's something going on in the creative industry. It was actually one of the topics nilikuwa niongelele. Niko nayo hapa kwa list yangu. It was one of the topics nilikuwa niongelele because nilikuwa nafigil, nilikuwa like, okay, so creative bill was out. It's time for me to do some research just to see, you know, what's been going on. I've not looked into it, but this is...
That conversation has been there ever since I finished high school. Maliza high school, kaingia law school, tukangangana, bado hii conversation tu inaendelea. Mpaka inafika place unaongelesha watu na uuliza nini, how far is it? Ndio hii tuko na nani anaitwaje? Senator Crystal Lasige is in Senate. She's an artist. Can we use these people to push our agendas? Where is the lobby team? Ndio ukiniambia hiyo, unaona hiyo kama hiyo story ya Roba Keishaka, sijui kituambia huo muzi ana sit kwa hizi board za Grammys. Kama una sit kwa board za Grammys, but ukikuja home, you're not in touch with the policy makers, then haitusaidi. Ukienda Tanzania, ukiangalia nani? Anaitwaje Sugu? Si Sugu, Sugu. Sugu si ndiye kwa bunge. Sugu wako bunge. Professor J saizi nani ako hapo ndani kwenye FA. Hawa watu wako huko na wana push agenda ya musicians. Kuna watu pia, kuna ma actors pia wameingia bunge, wana push agenda za actors in Tanzania. They are talk, wana debate kwa bunge yao about the musicians. How, when was the last time umesikia nani akiwa MP Jagwa? Has he ever said anything about musicians?
Never. KJ, anything about nothing. The acting or creative industry? Nothing.
KJ might look like a psycho fan when we're talking about KK government, but the guys when you only push for the Kenyan film bill, iasentiwe mpaka mali ilifika. KJ is a very key player wa hiyo kitu. So, as a policy maker kwa hizi vitu zingine za Dagoretti na blah blah blah, pak KJ. But when it comes to the film policies and nini, KJ may play a very key role kupush your agenda.
Okay.
So to come back to sisi, inabidi Kali aende kwa residency ya Ruto before Ruto akuwe president, kuenda kupush agenda Kali no nini. So ndo tuko zile za wapi lobby group ene itaendelesha hii conversation. Big Ted umekuwa ambassador. Ukikuwa ambassador, ulipush agenda ya Kenyan musicians.
Fuck, kwanza kuna msika Big Ted.
Wow,
hadi zikuwa msika kwa unexist bana. Wajumina...
Yes, jamaa amekuwa ambassador. So unapata kile nakwambia, as in, there's no way it's only Senator Asige talking about musicians. Nazo unayako, ako caught in between because she was nominated to represent persons with disability. She's doing a very good job on that. But once in a while, anakuja anawambia, hey, but me pia ni musicians. tunanidi na hii na hii na hii, but wapi lobby group and ina push your agenda inamsaidia. But story for another day. We just need another 2 hours ya kudai.
Yeah, the Kenyan sound and the industry structure. You're right, guys. Just stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Follow us on social media. By the way, ebu apatie handles that before. Because it's going to conclusion. I don't think there's anything to deserve. Okay, yeah, but still, give them your handles.
Many Ondu Street Lawyer. Ondu, O-N-D-U, Street Lawyer. On all socials. At Back to Basics. Back, number 2, Basics.
Yep, yep.
Back to Basics everywhere. Twitter. TikTok, IG, wherever, whenever, mali huu stream ya podcast manzi, utapatana tu na sisi huko tukipea na social commentary, and we do a lot of things other than that, but yeah, tafute tu huko online, tuko tu huko yani, just Google.
Yeah, no, by the way, ulikuwa umeongelea kuandika, huu andika bado?
Yeah, I write a lot manzi, I write a lot. Ukiangalia desk yangu za hizi hapa ni ma notebook, over notebook, as in, hey, I write a lot.
Okay, then.
Ni kupublish tundo, but love na just appear with writing, writing sana sana in terms of the industry, ina, na kuwa motivated nikiona growth. Because now you have to write something home, so naka even angalia, what's there to write about? Squeezy kuna too much cloud chasing me around to write in.
Mbongoza hiyo topic nyingine hata takuja. Umeongelea no, unajua there's some things unasema zenye ni contradicting. I don't think unajishika. Umesema we need heavy coverage, si ndio? But at the same time umesema when it comes to writing there's nothing to write about. Do you see now where we get to an impasse in kind of this coverage thing, because you want to cover. You want to talk about it, but then you go to look for what to talk about. You're like, why? I can't even, myself, I can't stand this. So why would I even promote this to someone
else? In terms of, I need motivation. Me wandika when I'm motivated. Kama as in, there are like 2 or 3 topics which I'm still researching about. Story, album rollouts, story, nini, album covers. Na una sasa kama hii conversation ya kali ya the pond, the Kenyan pond is small for this fish. Unaona? So unaona hizi ni vitu ene sisi tunaandika tu, iko na so many dynamics to it, lazima to research other markets, tuangalie TZ who's doing ABCD, progress ilikuaje, AI alimove aje, ukiangalia South Africa blah blah blah, and then by the time we're coming to put our conversation together near well-layered narrative. So do I write? I write so much. Is there something to write about? There's a lot, but I have to be motivated. What am I writing about? Because unajapia kuna thin line between cloud chasing na writing. Because kuhili naona tu kuna wasi, oh, menda wrong experience. Haikuwa poa. So let me write a review. Shut the fuck up, man. There's a lot of things unezaandika about wakadinali. Other than reviewing their bad shows.
And hadi kwa hiyo show, I'm sure, siyo, it wasn't as bad as you thought it was. Ni wetu umeamua tu ku-exaggerate for the sake of likes, comments, or whatever.
Yeah.
We know that. We are very...
Mafans walikuwa wananyeshewa, but
yeah. Wakuki
kwa mvua.
We're laughing that you call it a bad experience, juu kulikuwa na matope, sijui mkaibiwa. Mlika hapo 6-8 hours, mkingojea wasi. Mkimba... word for word to their songs.
Bana mi nilienda. Mi kako na kitu eneza neza salute Vibe Lab na wrong rende kile wana doing na zao. Security na inakonga top notch. Yeah. Security, top notch. Akunanga hizi mawizi za ujinga. Security, top notch.
So unaona sasa? Like, oh, those are things you write about. But instead, people just want the attention. Like I can, anything negative... But you shida by the way, you have. We kind of embraced negative.
But pia niko motivated as in umenibamba. Pia as in umenibamba ukinicheck ukiniambia your story are contradictory. At the same time we're saying there's a lot to talk about. But at the same time pia tunaanza kujiambia no, there's nothing to talk about. So every time we have to maintain your positivity and yaje. We are not focusing on anything negative to like there's something to write about. Like your conversation hapo. What do you want to write about? About the album, right? Negative
shit. Acha ni bring up
andika hiki to positive to
get. Acha ni bring up something that one of the best journalists to come from Kenya alisema juzi. Actually alikumbusha wasi juzi Larry Madowo on Twitter. I am here to cover Africa accurately, not positively. Unaona?
Yes.
So I think tunafaa pia sisi to adopt that we are here to cover the entertainment industry accurately, not positively. So yes, despite yes. I mean I understand.
Yes.
I understand industry haina anything. I understand artists wanaimba only about certain, you know, certain what can I say, themes. The themes ni similar, yes, sikatai, but there's something unique about each of these artists. Can we look into that? There's something unique about each of these tracks. Can we look into that?
Mm.
There's something being addressed by these artists. There's something these artists are doing that has us actually interested in what they are doing. So can we write about that? No. Accurately, not positively. Because tukishinda na positively, like, yes, we want PSCC, you know, you want that kind of recognition. So, in case you need something from them, you get that, what's it called? You scratch my back, I scratch your back. That kind of thing. Skatai. We want that. But at the same time, is that why we are here? No. We are here for the industry. We want to see, like, adi mi nataka kuwa na challenge, ni kuwa nasema, wow, like, hii conversation ya kali, adi sikuwa nafikiria nizenda more than 1 hour. But sasa look. Because of the kind of growth that has happened due to the coverage that has been done. You see? Kali ameji spread in such a big way. Like he's everywhere. Tumeongelea every aspect of the music from the lyrics to the music business to his personal life. Na to feel ka tume step over any toes. Because exactly, we've done it exactly, the way it's exactly. supposed to be done. We've talked about him as the entity of Calligraph. You know, tumemwangalia nika tuna audit Calligraph, you know? Nika signify, we are literally auditing Calligraph and where he is up until now. So let's do the same for the industry. Whenever it comes to writing, whenever it comes to coverage, we've created like an audit. This company is working. Inafanya kazi. Ndo wasani wanaendelea. But still, there are still some things that need to be worked out about this company. So how do we go back or how do we address these issues without disrupting the company? You see? Even though inafaa kuwa. So there's no positivity hapa. An auditor doesn't care about positivity, by the way. Auditor amekuja kuangalia Buddha. Buddha hapa ni do. Hizi ni tax na ni za gava. Gava inataka vitu zake bana. So you have to do your things right. So me as an auditor, me as a critique, us as journalists, because that's, you know, I'm just using like slash terms to describe the same thing. As journalists, we should be more focused on ensuring things are running. The fifth estate, the mirror. Mm. These artists are the mirrors to society. So now what are we reflecting? We are the reflection, Sasa. Artists are the mirror to society. Mm. And because, of course, hawezi fikia kila msee, sisi tuko na hiyo access ya kukua interested in what they are doing and why they are doing it. So now, how do we reflect this in such a way that inafikia wasee farther than where the artist intended is to reach? That's the way mina yangalia. Because, I mean, that would change a lot if in any way.
And, as in, that's how it's supposed to be looked at. As in, when you do meyaka, you may elaborate perfectly. As in, that's the whole. As in, that's the solution. But that's the solution.
Yeah,
and that's the solution. Just represent it venyeiko. No cloud chasing, no bullshit. You represent venyeiko because there's always something to write home about. Always.
Adi mimi mekani, imekuwa nikija. Mimi hadi sasa niko refresh to my writing skills because nili realize I have a problem with the prose, the layout of the story. So these days I just do like 500 words daily, post pale WordPress, leave it to the world. And hopefully come back. it just refreshes me because Minikona so much I need to write about. I need to tell people about previous shows and topics we talked about because Mina Minia, like I've already created enough content for this podcasting thing. Buddha, already talking about one industry for all these episodes and not being tired. Yes, of course, Nilikona one year break. But if I go back to each episode and take it apart, there's so much material in there then that Tuneza share it with so many other people. You know, repurposing of material. That's where I am at mentally. So slowly but surely, mm-hmm. we'll get there. Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Mm. Yeah, as in for me, nitonga more doing. We just need to get to the doing. I mean, me squeezy niliacha ku overthink because ile za that which you're thinking, oh, nafani andika. There's no perfect way of doing it. Andika weka huko, mseta consume. Iyo feedback utapata, una work on the feedback.
Yeah.
Ukisonga. That's why ukiingia class 1, kuna maths, ukiwa form 4, mm-hmm. kuna maths.
Yeah, ukweli. Because lazima ushinde tu kimprove. Like last time ulikuwa jo 1 plus 1, Buda kuja ufanya hapa Pythagoras, karaka, tuone kama umeshika kitu. Jubado 1 iko hapa. Si ati imetoka, 1 iko hapa. You just need to see how do you apply yourself for this one. Yeah. So, to make up a calligraph. And I'd easily say kumalizia ban as if I, but you know, just anything you want to say, just tell people something.
Ask the questions.
No, like to memaliza, literally, to make cover zote. We've covered zote. Okay, the next thing is recognition he has received for his contributions to music, the awards. Tuongelea awards.
Sound City, the East has something to say.
Yeah, Sound City Awards was something.
As in...
All the way in Nigeria.
I think in terms of nominations, everything. How I wish Channel Awards bado ingekuwa na Kisima Awards. Umzange kwa lizi win mbaka hata mechoka.
Hey, Buda, your competition ingekuwa live though.
But
your competition ingekuwa live. Sahi ndo tungekuwa tunaona like the creative part of calligraph. Kama hizo awards ingekuwa. Because ingempush. Each time anona tu, hey, bana ndo ya metuwa some dope videos. Juu ya meincorporate some elephants pahali. Calligraph neako like, I know somewhere I can get a wheel. Like it pushes. You call it your push.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. So, but what do you think about awards in general? When you want to watch, just to do research on this, the man himself, the OG Munya Lisema, awards nifiti because they show that there are people listening and there are people recognizing the work you're doing. And at the same time, they give you an edge in the industry where that people want to realize, oh, he has been recognized as the best, so we can work with him, and maybe we too will be recognized as the best. But what's your take on the awards?
Awards nika nini? Awards nika report form ukiwa high school ama primo, ama result slip ukiwa uni. Auko uni for result slip, but it's important kujua nimefanya law of evidence na nimepata 49 out of 50. In a massage ego. So what do I think about award shows? They're equally important in the ecosystem of the industry, as in everyone loves being rewarded. Kila mtu anapenda kukuwa celebrated, kukuwa rewarded, kukuwa kupatiwa accolades. So if done right, awards ni very necessary. Mimi niko hapa na award kangu naiangalianga hapa na sikianga tu fiti mpaka leo.
Hello.
Uncut. Naangalianga imbao yangu ya uncut na gonga nilisema. But this podcasting thing started as a joke, but I won an award.
Okay.
Inaka jokes, but unaona when I have kids in the next 10, maybe by the nikiwapo 50, 60 na nimehang hapo na mbia mtu hii, ati wewe unajifanya unapenda muziki hapa. When I was your age, I even won a
podcast. Because of that time, internet, but itakuwa so hard to need.
But yes.
Una pull up records plus physical. You know, like, hey, sawa. that makes sense.
Yeah, so awards ni important. As in, for me, I'm always pro awards. No, nanga watu wakitrai kuzi critique, niko like, na me, I'm pro awards. Everybody wants, kila mtu anapenda kukua awarded, so there's nothing bad about it. Yeah, tuseme tu sasa the rollout waeke prize money to it if guys want prize money kukuwe na hizo experiences. Ha? Kama ni kuenda ese watu wabukiwe maflights watu waende huko wasikie fiti waenjoy warudi home.
Okay, that's interesting. It's an interesting take. Aya, alafu, finally, this is now actually the this is now how we close the episode on calligraph. What's calligraph's mark on the industry? Because I mean, this whole episode, these are battle scars. This yet to see mark. Ini kato me create crater to show that calligraph was here. So, but now, from your perspective, what's his mark on Kenyan popular culture up until
I
date?
mean, I think anyone mwenye amesikia this episode clearly nimeirudia a couple of times. As in, Kali is one of, if not, he's one of the most important, if not the most important artist, Kenyan artist of this generation, in terms of impact, in terms of influence, in terms of how he has managed to shift the culture, and how to shift how people perceive the art of rap and the art of music as a whole. So it's one of the most important pieces when we're talking about Kenyan entertainers, not even beyond Kenya, just how you perceive creatives in East Africa and in Africa in general is one of the most important pieces. Because ukirun through the journey unaona from rags to riches. What how however you want to define riches, from rags to riches, musically, materialistically, influence wise. So he's one of the most important pieces in the industry today.
That's true. For me, mimi naweza sema kwa Kardinali is one of popular up until now, kwa Kardinali is number one. Kali Katel still takes him there. Three, Calligraph is the one artist who has stuck with authenticity. Like, Miss Jordan msema stick na authenticity ka Calligraph. Calligraph alienda show akiwa amepaka.
Wa kardinali in terms of what?
No, I'm saying in terms of Calligraph, or Cardinale, okay, kunacha, nurturing them into the industry, you know, showing them the ropes, paying them for allowing them to use the studio session, you
Unasema
know,
nini in terms of
all that.
his nini? His legacy.
His legacy, yeah. Like his mark. But even you know, just
Yeah, most deaf, most deaf, most deaf.
yeah. Alafu pia, you know, being original. Kwa naongelea venye alienda, you know, remember Toa Tint? Calligraph went to an interview. I believe, and I swear, nimejaribu kuangalia kitu in all perspectives, especially kiangalia episode. I believe alienda hiyo interview. Akasema pako makeup excess. Ama lighting ika mgonga tu in the wrong angle. Whichever one of the two.
Huyo si ni Toti, huyo si ni sister yake Toti, si ni Toti ndo wanafanya hizo kazi. Salute to the team, as in
Unaona,
hii ni showbiz, ndo
this guy
nakwambia
understood
hii ni
au si
showbiz, one of the
wataongelea
most
hii
important
kitu
pieces.
na nitawatolea ngoma, which he did after. Notice the time alienda the trend kufanya hiyo interview, walikuwa na beef na Vera. Akafanya interview akiwa anakaa hivyo, and then akatoa ngoma inaitwa Toa Tint, which at the same time addressed Vera. But like, if chess moves
Master.
were a thing, this guy could teach lessons for days when it comes to the Kenyan music industry. Versatility, like you said, you know, the way he works, the way he even presents himself, like the person tunaonanga kwa music videos, na venye umemdescribe hapa, me clearly, I don't even think it's this. I think Calligraph is a very good actor. The fact that aliyeko kwa movie na Abel Mutua,
Yeah,
the
so
fact
so
that
many.
aliyeko kwa movie na Abel Mutua just even proves it more.
Yeah.
Because I mean, those are two completely different people. Huwezi sema at all, if that's the way. If going by what you said, Calligraph, he's done it all. And I think right now, Binyetu Mesema, let's just wait and see what's next, how he's going to grow from here and what he's going to do. I guess that's all we can say.
Yoni conquering the world, manzi. Ukiona inafika place, ukitaka kujua, this is important, ikifika place, and the big boss, Ricky Rose, anataka kupiga story na Kali, unajua. Mazishi
what happened na hiyo live? Kuna msi alikuwa niambia ti live ili hang, something like that. I don't remember. Ili happen?
For me, niko like, we are, musisao muziki ni showbiz.
So it was just as I thought. No wonder that
so for me, tunajua niko. No, I actually, for me, I don't know what happened. Siku read a lot into it. For me, tu nilisema, the fact that Kali na Rose wanaongea, me niko excited na whatever ita give birth. Because one way or another, niko sure jamaa atakuwa Miami, wakifanya kitu na Rose. Ama Rose atakuja 254, wafanya kitu in terms of blah, blah, blah. And if he comes to 254, we will be there. So unona niko like, whichever way it plays out, situ tuko like, this is the most important, as in this guy casually anaongea na Ricky Rose.
On Instagram, this is a public platform. Si hata kitu ati ya naficha ati ye, najaribu kumdm. Zee, vida. Like, kumsi ya mention kwa vio. It's clear. Yeah, but it's true. Right now it's conquering the world. That's all we can say. Any final words as we, you know, wrap up the episode? Links? Hookups mazishi, to, you know, kuna events zina kama, kuna taa kuambia wasi, kuna kitabu unauza ama merchandise.
In terms of it, bado mi, as in wasi, wainge tu online wacheki Ondo Street Lawyer on all socials, follow Back to Basics on all socials too, kwetu rada huko, there's a lot of things, once you follow the socials, there's a lot of things, zinaendelea huko, social commentary, we are writing a lot. We're getting back outside in terms of kwanzia tu May, I think May I'm back outside heavy in terms of involve tu na the creative industry, what us guys have been doing in terms of podcasting na nini. So there's a lot of work coming, a lot of work in endelea. So just be on the lookout. While at it, support Kenyan music. Buy Kenyan products, as in support the music, support the creatives, talk about the good things, share, like. Fanya hizo vitu zote, kushangilia si kunyamaza.
Yes, that's the word.
The only way some of us can have a 2 hour, 30 minute conversation about Kalin because we spend so much time supporting as opposed to bashing. So do that for your heroes, Manze. Do that for your heroes.
Okay. So that's it, guys. That's Ondo Street Lawyer right there telling you to do it for your heroes, Bana. Support the guys you believe in. And maybe one day you'll be telling stories of the same. Mm. Or maybe they'll be telling stories about you. Who knows how this goes?
Thanks.
My name is Eugene, and this has been Out the Booth Podcast.